What's up, party people? Podcasting from the land of the rising sun, this is Dark Cloud Podcast, here to let you know that every dark cloud has a silver lining. And I'm your host, DL Hayes. Welcome to episode 3, Support. I see you watching me. Watch you watch me. What is the deal with that? I have no idea, but that is our topic for today. And I'm just a firm believer. I always say this. Support is love, and love is support. Big old facts right there. Big old facts. I don't understand what the gap is in between there, but it is what it is. And today's talk is all about support. On a personal note, me, myself, and I try to do my best at showing love and support to those around me however I can, just simply by doing, you know what I'm saying? What I'm able to do might not be the same as what you're able to do. It might look a little different. It might come at a different time, but support is love, and love is support. It's just a lot of questions surrounding this for me, because what I can't figure out is, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for people to show and express their support? And when I say this, this can apply to everything across the board, not just someone who has a business venture or just started something new. I mean, people need support on a daily basis, because the struggle is really real sometimes. And in lieu of the sad occurrences with so many people being depressed, so many people committing suicide, life gets real. And one of my first thoughts is, how could that person have been supported and loved more? That's always one of my first questions. Did they have the right people surrounding them and supporting them? Did they feel loved? Did they love themselves? All of these questions come to my mind. And I also realize at the same time, some people you can't support. Some people you just can't do it for numerous reasons. There are a lot of different factors, but essentially those are the top questions that come to my mind. And then I take a step back and I think, is there anyone around me in my life, in my path, that I may come across that need support? How can I show that to them? Even if it's just a phone call, hey, how you doing? I'm thinking about you. A text message, a comment on a post, something. Because sometimes all people need to know is that one person out there cares. One person out there supports their idea. One person out there supports what they have going on or what they're doing. It means a lot, and it makes a world of difference. Why do I know this? Why am I saying this? Because I just look at my life personally and what I've been through, and thinking about times where I could have used. So I think about some of my toughest times and what I needed when I was going through those low points, those dark areas. Did I have the support and love that I needed? Did I love myself and support myself? Because a lot of things we can't always put onto other people, or we can't expect other people to understand. But in the same time, in the same breath, we have to realize and recognize and be able to realize and recognize when people around us really and truly need us. And that can make the difference between someone making a bad decision and not, or someone gaining the clarity that they need, or a new perspective, or maybe not thinking about things you know, the way they did before. So it's a heavy, heavy topic. It can be. But ultimately, I want to drive the main thing, the main goal of support is love and love is support. No matter where you're at in life, where you're doing, where you want to go, where you want to be, it's just a huge deal. And I oftentimes wonder, and this is just me literally thinking out loud, guys, but I oftentimes wonder, how is it that, or it just seems this way, that oftentimes a complete stranger, someone you can meet 2 seconds from now, can show you more love and support than someone you may have known longer. And when I think about that, a lot of times it's easier because, and I think about, okay, me being the stranger to someone else, and you don't come with bias, preconceived notions, judgment, etc. You take that person for who they are, what they are, what they have at that present moment for what you know, and you make a decision based on that. And it just takes a lot of the bias and your own personal thoughts out of it. And then there's just the compassion component. A lot of people don't really show compassion and understanding for those that they may be familiar with out of comfort, or may not even know it, or whatever the case may be. But for me personally, I look at it like that. When I meet someone right off rip, we have a conversation, we're talking, and they tell me how they're in school doing XYZ, or they're working on this project at work, or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, okay, I make a quick assessment and use the information that they have given me, and I have no other prior knowledge of this person to say yay, nay, or run, or whatever. But you definitely, that comes with awareness, discretion, and just experience with encountering and interacting with different people. So when I think about support, it's just so much that can go into it, so much that's involved. But ultimately, I'd look at it this way. I want to show you my support right here, right now, today, because when I'm 6 feet under, there's nothing I can do. And I feel like I need to make a segment about this. My mama said, but my mama always taught me to do what you can while you can, because one day you may not be able to do so. And it doesn't mean anything tragic or whatever. It can just mean financially one day you may not be able to show that support like you did before, or you may not have the time. Your time can become consumed with other things, or life just happens and you won't be able to do the things that you may have once been able to do for someone. So you show your support and love and do all you can. While with me starting my own venture and podcasting, just taking that leap, it's really shown me a different side of support and a different level of support. Because in the past, and I mean even now, in other areas of my life, I've been fortunate enough that I've had good, solid people there to support me, love on me, encourage me, and carry me through some situations and times. So that really showed me, while podcasting has showed me support in a different way, I've also been able to narrow down some things and weed out other things based on how people respond to you when you're doing different things and when you're going through different things. And I'm just talking about life in general, but I just believe, for me personally, if you can't support me when I'm low, when I'm down, you don't deserve me when I'm up. But also, everyone won't be there at your lows. You know what I mean? Because you encounter people at different points in your life. But for those people who proclaim to support at a certain point, has to realize and come to understand that with good, there comes some bad. And if you run at the sound of bat all the time, that's a little sketch is all I'm saying. And you don't have to take the good with the bad. We all have decisions to make. But just typically in general and dealing with people, every day is not going to be a good day. And personally, I want those people that can stand the rain with me and that allow me to work through things and be myself, to become the best version of myself. So that's a little bit deeper than I wanted to get into it, but it is what it is. And it just goes to show you what's really real and what's really not. But support, just, it can do a lot for a lot of people mentally, emotionally, and it goes a long way. Of course, some people are unappreciative and ungrateful, but you realize and recognize those things, and you go. So I want to challenge you to show support and love to someone that you may not have in a while, or to someone that may need it, and just encourage and uplift someone and let that person know you're there. Regardless if they're doing good, bad, better, best, ugly, whatever the case may be. But I challenge you to start showing support and love to others. And really taking the time to see if anyone around you needs that. And also show love and support to yourself. And that's my time, folks. Thank you for listening to Dark Cloud Podcast with your girl, DL Hayes. Interact and engage with me on social media, on Instagram at darkcloud.podcast, Twitter at _DC Podcast, Snapchat at DC Podcast, and on Facebook at Dark Cloud Podcast. If you like what you hear, tell us about it in a review on all major platforms. Also, if you did not know, aside from following on all the social media handles, on Instagram, I know for sure, you can find DCP Alphabet Soup, DCP Dark Cloud Podcast, and Getting to Know DL Hayes. And that's just a cool way to narrow down the post. So if you don't want to necessarily see all the posts or whatever, you can just follow the hashtags, and those are the only posts that you will get from the hashtags. Again, I appreciate the support and the love. Until next time, and in the meantime, in between time, peace and blessings.